A number of sheriffs in Illinois have issued statements saying they won't enforce an assault weapons ban signed this week by Governor J.B. Pritzker. Rich Egger spoke with one of those sheriffs about his opposition to the bill.
The measure became law upon the governor's signature. It bans AR-15-style guns. However, people who already own such weapons are allowed to keep them if they register the guns with the Illinois State Police. McDonough County Sheriff Nick Pettigrew is second vice president of the Illinois Sheriffs Association. He says sheriffs believe they should stand up for what's right and oppose what's wrong, and he believes the new law is wrong. He calls it a clear violation of the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Pettigrew also acknowledges sheriffs have a duty to uphold laws, whether they agree with them or not. But he says the legislature in recent years has passed several laws, such as the Safety Act, that ended up being heavily scrutinized by the courts.
I do understand how some people can look at this and go, well, you know, it's your job to uphold the law. This is law now. You have to do it. I get that. I do. This is a hard thing for us to do. But when you look at the whole situation, I do believe that we have been passing some very bad laws in Illinois.
Pettigrew says some of what he calls bad laws are getting passed in the legislature's lame duck session. That's when the current legislature meets for a final few days before the newly elected legislature is sworn in. Some lawmakers in a lame duck session are making decisions even though they're leaving the legislature, either because they're stepping down or lost their bid for re-election. Pettigrew says the state should discontinue such sessions.
I'm more offended by lame duck session than I am anything. This notion that we're going to go all year long and really not do anything in the General Assembly, and then the very last day we're going to pass all these bills. I'm tired of it. And I think a lot of people in Illinois are sick of this. This type of government.
He says the lame duck session is neither open nor transparent government. Pettigrew is a Republican. The assault weapons legislation was passed by a democratically controlled legislature and signed by a Democratic governor. But Pettigrew says it's not a matter of politics. He says people who legally own weapons should not suddenly become criminals because they did not register their weapons with the state. He says lawmakers should focus on punishing people who buy weapons legally and then turn them over to criminal enterprises such as gangs. Knox County Sheriff Jack Harlan also issued a statement on the new law. Harlan says he won't enforce the law as the county's top law enforcement officer because it's unconstitutional. But Knox County State's Attorney Jeremy Carlin disagrees with the sheriff's positions. Jane Carlson has that part of our story.
Carlin says, while it's largely semantic, technically he is the county's top law enforcement officer because he decides whether charges are filed. And he says the legislation is constitutional until the courts decide otherwise. Until then, it's up to the sheriff and the state's attorney to enforce the law. Carlin says there's a process to declare a law unconstitutional, such as when he and many other state's attorneys challenged the Pretrial Fairness Act. He says he has some issues himself with the statute, but those should be addressed in the courtroom because the sheriff's personal convictions should not be allowed to have the effect of law in Knox County. I'm Jane Carlson.